I asked my daughter if shall we leave now to beat the crowd, which she said yes. We came out of the arena into the foyer. It was relatively quiet apart from a few people standing around. We went into the toilet, came out, and the concert was just finishing up. And there was just a couple of people standing about in the foyer. We were maybe about just a few minutes past the foyer when we heard the explosion, which had obviously, as we now know, was the guy, the suicide bomber. We knew instantly that it wasn't right. It was the loudest bang I've ever heard. The kind of the ground seemed to shake with it, and everybody just started running. There was, by this point, we were at the just near the Victoria train station, which is just underneath the arena. Everybody just started screaming and running. There was people running across the road in front of cars. There was, I remember a car stopping. Just stopping, and these guys just jumped out and started running towards the arena. I couldn't understand why, but I just took my daughter's hand and we just ran and just ran with everyone, and we just kept running. Didn't really know where we were heading for, but we recognised an area from being in Manchester through the day, and we were able to get ourselves back to the hotel. The streets were just full of people running, screaming, crying. Our hotel, as I said, quite close to the arena. So a lot of people were just running in here to get out off the streets, really. There was a lot of traumatised people, very, very shaken up. And I'd seen kind of a lot of blood in the arena before they'd managed to get out. At the time, going through my head was, get as far away from here as you can. Just run. I think everybody's seen the previous shots of what's happened in other places. People just running it. That's what kind of going through my head. Just run. My daughter was, she was hysterical. She was screaming and she was very scared for her. She was very scared. There was so many kids there. They were so excited. I was sitting just taking it all in it. Before she came on, just that all the kids and how excited they were. We were so excited to see her. Everyone was dressed up. They all had their little cat ears on, their Ariana Grande t-shirts on. And yeah, everyone was really excited.